Yud Zayin Adar, Sunday the 11th of March, Dine Shmuel Simons. Non-kosher medication in non-life-threatening situations. This week's Shurim have been sponsored Lil Nishmas, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ben Shmuel Zechon Levacha.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss this morning a Dvar Halacha. I'm not going to cover the Pesach Halacha L'maisa, but just to explain a few of the Tzodim. The Shaila is somebody who has to take non-kosher medication. It's clear that the only medication he can take is not kosher. He cannot take, there is no kosher medication. It's Issa D'oraisa for him to take in order to heal him. However, we're talking about a case, it's not life-threatening. If it be life-threatening, we all know that he doesn't need to worry about the Issa D'oraisa to save his life. A person can be over Issa D'oraisa. The Pasuk says, V'chai bohem v'lo shayomus bohem. Now all Issurim only given as long as the person is, but if the person is going to die, he can ignore the Issurim and the person can eat machonis asus to save his life. But this scenario was not life-threatening. It's just a case where somebody is suffering excruciating pain. He's enduring terrible suffering, and the only refuah he can take is macholis asuris. Is the person allowed to eat macholis asuris? Again, not life-threatening, to save himself from this excruciating pain. How much does a person have to give up of himself not to go over the satoria? And the simple reading of the Gemara is, as I mentioned before, v'chai bohem v'lo shayomus bohem. If it's life-threatening, you can be over the satoria, but if the guy's going to remain alive anyway, he has to do everything in his power not to be over the satoria. And maybe he's got to suffer and endure terrible pain, but a person is not allowed to be over the satoria. The Torah says, you may not eat macholis asuris. Finish. The only time you'll ever be mutter is if it's to save your life. But anything short of saving life, one won't be able to eat macholis asuris, and he would have to suffer the consequences. Whatever it takes, he may not eat macholis asuris. That would be the simplest reading. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Nitchei Yisrael says so. The Chofetz Chaim wrote a sefer for the soldiers, the Jewish soldiers who were conscripted into the army, Rachman Litzlam, for 20, 25 years. Very, very difficult for them to be Mekai Mitzvahs. And the Chofetz Chaim wrote them a whole sefer, how they should, what they should do, what they may not do. And he talks about macholis asuris. If the only food they get fed with, they can survive with, is non-kosher food. At what point, when are they allowed to eat non-kosher food, when they're not? So there the Chofetz Chaim writes clearly that if it's life-threatening, if they don't eat this non-kosher food, then of course they're allowed to eat it. But anything less than that, he says, they have, if it's going to cost them money, all their money, to buy kosher food, they have to spend all their money. That's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to spend all your money not to be able to eat it, even if you're left with no money at all. And he says everything, even if they're going to go through pain, they're not allowed to eat non-kosher food. They have to, if it's pikuach nefesh, the Chofetz Chaim says, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, they'll be allowed to eat. But anything less than pikuach nefesh, to spend money, or even to go through pain, and it's uncomfortable, and pain, excruciating pain, the Chofetz Chaim says, only pikuach nefesh is matid. If, for instance, they were either offered healthy non-kosher food, or they would have to eat something which is kosher, vegetables, whatever it is, but it's very, very uncomfortable for them, they would suffer pain, it wasn't digestible, whatever it is, Chofetz Chaim is mashma, that as long as it's not life-threatening, they may not eat non-kosher food. And that's the simplest reading of the Gemara. As we said before, the only heta is v'chai bohem. You can only be over Nisr Torah if it's life-threatening. Anything which is less than life-threatening can be terrible pain. One's not allowed to be over Nisr Torah, and one has to suffer the consequences in order not to be over Nisr Torah.
You spend all this money on the
Choshev Gemes. Yeah, but the Shtem Mephurish Mishem on the Choshev Gemes is not la halacha. Kemuvan. Yeah. L'chore, there's a rush in us with Sedra, which is Mabura Nishkazoi, that for pain, one is allowed to be able to satur. The story of the Egel Azov, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and he sees them, Klal Yisrael dancing on the eagle, and Aaron HaKohen had made the eagle, and Moshe Rabbeinu criticizes, he goes up to Aaron HaKohen and he criticizes him. Pasuk in Vayom says, Sanach Bar Paro, Vayomer Moshe El Aaron, and Moshe says to Aaron, Me'osa L'cho Ha'om Azeh, Ki Eveisa Olov Chato Gedeilo. What did the people do to you already that you brought upon them the Egel Azob? Aaron HaKohen was one who fashioned the eagle. He did a terrible chet. Moshe Rabbeinu saying, what?
He threw it at all.
Yeah. Okay, one second. Let's claw the Arnakendi the Chatol Gedoy. He bought upon Klalis on Chatol Gedoy Lo. What did the Yidden do already to you that you did a Chet? Is Rashi says, what do you mean, Me'osel Chom? What did the people do to you already? Av Arnakendi, the most terrible thing. He made the ego. So Rashi says, Me'osel Chom Azeh, Kamo Yisurim Savalto She Yisucho. Did you suffer most terrible yisurim, most terrible pain? Did you have to endure so much pain? Actually, tovalem chetzeh, that you had to bring back the ego. You're wrong. They didn't bring it. They didn't torture you. They didn't threaten to torture you. They didn't threaten to give you pain. And therefore, you have no excuse, Meshav in Shaskabom. Ma'asal chomazim. What did they do to you? They didn't bring pain. They didn't threaten you with pain. It's mashma from Mashri, and it's mashma from the Pasuk, that had Klal Yisrael said to Aaron HaKohen, we threaten you that we're going to give you pain if you don't make the eagle, he would have been allowed, he would have been excused. But ma'asal chomazem. It's mehul chayin Rashi that for pain he would have been allowed to be over the Yisrael. Ramban brings Rashi, Ramban ala Torah, and he says, I cannot be pshat. Because he's got a kash on Rashi. He says it cannot be that that pain would have excused him. Because here we're talking about Gimel Averis Chamurish. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about Stam and any Issa Duraisa. We're talking about the Eger Azor, which was an Issa of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Halach is, it's one of the three cardinal sins, which is Yehoi Vayavar. There's no Din B'chai B'hem. A person has to give up his life even for Avodah Zarah. So there says Ramban, how can Rashi say that if they would have tortured Aaron, he would have been allowed to do this Egel Azov? It's Averis Chamur. It's Averis Chamur. You have to give up your life. And if you have to give up your life, of course you have to give up even if you're threatened with torture. But that's the Ramban's kash on Rashi. Because it's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. But the Ramban would agree to Rashi that had it not been Averis Chamuris, it would have been one of the other Yisurei Torah, where the halacha is that a person doesn't have to lose his life, then Rashi is 100% right, that not only you don't have to lose your life, if they would have threatened you with pain, you could have been over this Torah. And in fact, the teretz to Rashi is, L'choyah, the teretz to Rashi is, Rashi held that what Aaron HaKohen himself did was not Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael, they danced around the eagle, they were over Avodah Zarah. Aaron HaKohen was over the love of making Avodah Zarah, but he never served Avodah Zarah. So for Aaron HaKohen, his Avodah was not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Ramban holds it's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. Rashi holds it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. It's like all other Yisurim. And Rashi says all other Yisurim, just as you can be over them to save your life, Rashi appears to say that not only to save your life you can be over in Esoteria, but who are then, if you threaten with torture, you're allowed to be able. L'choy, Rashi stay nishu v'chofetz chayim. Rashi says, you have to understand it. But Rashi seems to say that in order to save yourself pain, if a guy would come to a yid and say, either you're over Esoteria, or if I kill you, Avadi can be over Esoteria. But he doesn't say he'll kill him, he says he'll torture him. Then L'choy is allowed to be over Nisat, L'choy and Rashi. And who are then in the case where somebody's suffering terrible pain in hospital, he's ill, he would be allowed to be taken and take a refuah, which is Macholis Asus, to save himself from pain, even if it's not like L'choy Doshkei Pro in Rashi. Nishvi Chofetz Chaim. I found a Mishra Feinstein in a tshuva, long tshuva, in Yerdei Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet. They has a tshuva to Darren Weiss, a long tshuva they're talking about organ transplants, whatever, organ donations. But at the end of the long tshuva, after about 6-7 pages, the last paragraph, he brings in this nekuda, and he says, Klo Nishvi Chofetz Chaim, Azovi the Mashmoros from Rashi. That a person, if he's going to suffer terribly, then he's allowed to be over Nisatara. Like Rashi says, not only to save one's life can one be even Issa, no, we're not talking about Gimel Averis Chamuris. We're talking about all other Averis where a person can be over in order to save his life. He can also be over in order to save himself from pain. As is Dr. Moshe Feinstein, and he brings a right for it. He doesn't explain it because we've still got the Kasha. We only know V'chai Bohem. The Torah says to save your life you can do it, nothing less than that. But he says he's got a right, and it's a right from Shulchan Aruch. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is that in Yerudei Simon Kufnun Zayin, the Rambam brings the halacha of all other ways you can be over that way to save your life. When it comes to spending money, you can't be over that way to save yourself money. You have to spend all your money if necessary not to be over Loisas. But your life you don't have to lose, as we said, B'chai Bohem. In Shach, on Shulchan Aruch says that not only to save your life, but if a person's in danger of losing a limb, a goy comes up to him and he says to him that if you don't do such a thing, I'm going to cut off a limb. He's not going to kill him. He's just in fact being threatened to lose a limb. The shach says he's meant to lahokel that one can be open ister to save one's limb, even though it's not life threatening. Or if somebody has v'sholem l'choyer has got a limb which is gangrene, whatever it is, he's in danger of losing. One can be open ister to save that limb. Where it appears that the shach is saying that not only to save one's life, one can be open ister to save one's limb. What to save one's limb is not life threatening. It's simply to save the limb. The shach seems to say it's mutter. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you see from there clearly that it's not only life threatening that permits you to be able to satoya. You have to spend all your money. That's a pasuk. We'd say every morning, that a person cannot be able to satoya, even if it's going to cost him all his money. But the shach seems to learn that anything more than saving money, a person who's going to lose his limb, which is worth more than all the money, a person will be willing to give away all his money not to lose a limb, Rahman al Islam, if it's more than that, one doesn't have to be able to, one can be able to in order to save even his limb. The only time you can't do it is to save money. Money is you have to spend all your money. But anything more than that, such as is a shach to save a limb, of them shaken b'chomei decho, of them shaken shach, you're allowed to be able to save your limb. Kosher came to save your life. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, tsar, excruciating pain, which a person is willing to give away all his money, more than all his money, to save some excruciating pain, would be equivalent to what the shach says, as sakana seva. And sakana seva, one can be able to save eva. Such pain, which is worth more than all his money, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, one's allowed to be able to save him that pain. And l'choyer, if somebody had most terrible pain, and he had to take a refuah, he had to take a refuah to save himself from this excruciating pain. This is so much pain that he would give away all his money. He's allowed to be over and to eat macholes asur to save himself from this pain. That's l'choyer what comes out of Moshe Feinstein. Oh, one second. That's l'choyer what comes out. The problem is that in Chilul the Shach himself, in Hilchos Shabbos is kepaskened that one is allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to save life on Shabbos. Somebody's in danger of losing his life, one's mechalel Shabbos. But for sakonas eiver, if somebody's in danger of losing chas v'shalom his eyesight or any limb, one is not allowed to be mechalel Shabbos. The Gemara says in Avodah Zorah that blindness, if somebody's got illness in his eye, one can be mechalel Shabbos only because the Gemara says that the eye is connected to the heart. And an illness in the eye is life-threatening. But without that, one cannot be mechal Shabbos sakonas eiver, which seems to be a steer to the shach, but the shach in Yeridah says that one can be able any satoya to save even sakonas eiver. And in the Shabbos, it's kapasna for sakonas eiver, one's not mechal Shabbos. It's a steer. The Prima Godim says it's a teretz that it's a chumah in Shabbos. He needs an explanation, but he says, Chum in Shabbos. In Shabbos, only life-threatening situations are permitted in Mechal Shabbos. Everywhere else, all other Yisrael, one can be only Yisrael to both life-threatening and to save a neighbor. That's how the Prima Godim learned. Rav Moshe also brings this stira, and he doesn't bring the Prima Godim at all. He says a different stira. He says, the Shulchan Aruch over there is talking about somebody's, the limb, he's already ill. We're talking about where the limb is already, he's got an illness in the limb. Once he's got that illness in the limb, to be over nisatot, to be mechal Shabbos to save that limb, that one wouldn't be allowed to do. The shach is talking about where there's no illness in the limb, but a goy has threatened him that if he doesn't go in nisatot, he's going to cut off his limb. There the limb hasn't yet been affected. There the shach says that in order to save a limb that hasn't yet been affected, one's allowed to save it. But if it's already ill, and to take a fool to Mechal Shabbos to wrap it, one ought not to. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it would come out that one's allowed to be able to save Eva, and according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if Tsar as well, but only if he hasn't yet got the Tsar. A goy tells him that if you're not able to Torah, I will torture you. He hadn't yet got the torture, he hadn't yet got the pain, then he's allowed to be able to Torah. But Sadhu Chas V'Shalom is suffering the pain. For him then to go and take an Torah to take you a fool, she's from Machalis Asuris, L'chole to Moshe, that wouldn't be permitted because he's already suffering. It's only when he's been threatened. But according to the Prima Godim, it's only Chum and Shabbos. Rabbah's coming back to our Shaila, that somebody who's got a terrible pain, excruciating pain, which is more worth more to him than all his money in the world, he's willing to give away all his money, they shouldn't have to suffer such pain. One could be over this eternal way. Moshe Feinstein learns the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea in order to save that pain. And as we're saying, L'chor Doshnit in Rashi in Parshas Kisisa. It's an incredible chiddush. The only problem is, what's the havara in it? We said before that the whole Hetzah Torah says V'chay Bo'em B'lo Sheyomos Bo'em. That the only a person mustn't do any Issa Torah. One thing permits him to do an Issa Torah to save life. V'chay Bo'em. V'chay Bo'em B'lo Sheyomos Bo'em. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave the Isurim if through keeping an Issa he's going to die. If he's going to die, he doesn't have to keep Isurim. V'chay Bo'em B'lo Sheyomos Bo'em. It's mashma anything less than that. If he's going to live, he's just going to lose the Eva, like the Shach says, or he's going to go through excruciating pain, there ought not to be a Hetzer to be able to miss a Torah. The Torah says you mustn't eat Macholos Asuras, you mustn't eat Macholos Asuras. To save life, you can, but anything less than one ought not to. What's plat in the Shach and in the Moshe Feinstein, and in this Rashi al HaTorah, that even for pain, one can be able to miss a Torah? And the Chor of the Torah says, that Shmuel Zofti, the Rosh Hashiba Ponovich, in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, he brings Tosfos in Sanhedrin. We're always used to understanding that the reason why a person is allowed to be over Nisra Torah to save his life is V'chai Bohem. The Pasuk says V'chai Bohem. Without V'chai Bohem, you wouldn't even be able to be over Nisra Torah to save your life. A person is commanded by Hashem not to be over Nisra, even if it's life-threatening, you wouldn't be able to do it, were it not for the Pasuk V'chai Bohem. He brings a Tosfos and Sanhedrin who appears to say not like that. Tosfos Sanhedrin says, you know why you need a Pasuk V'chai Bohem? To allow you to be over Nisra to save your life. Because if you wouldn't have had the V'chai Bohem, you would have learnt out from two psukim, of the three cardinal sins. We know, you have to give up your life, which is two psukim in fact. One of them is Avodah and the other one is Gilal Shuchtamim. You might have learnt out from the three cardinal sins that everywhere you must give up your life. The V'chai Bohem is only to tell you that you don't learn out from the three cardinal sins. But that's the only reason why the apostle comes. Were it not for the fact that Torah's Megala, we deserve you have to give up your life, you wouldn't need the apostle of V'chai Bohem. It would be a svara. It's a svara that you don't have to give up your life. Not from V'chai Bohem. V'chai Bohem is only used to say you don't learn out from the Gimel Averis Chamuris. But were it not for that, it's a svara that everywhere you don't have to lose your life not to be able to miss the Torah. And the svara, says Reb Shmuel, is a svara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave you Surim, there's a limit how much one has to give up of one's life. Without any psukim, how much does one have to give up not to be able to miss the Torah? Says you mustn't eat macholos asuras. Does that mean that you mustn't eat macholos asuras in every single case, even if it's life-threatening? In Torah says mavu, it's a svar. That it can't be, it's not mistaba that a person has to give up his life in order, even without v'chaibim. V'chaibim is only used not to learn out from Gimel Averis Chamuris. But the actual makor is a svar. If it's a svar, the question is, how far does that svar go? The shach felt the svar goes, even for sakonas eivah. Even for Sakana Seva, the svara is there's a limit how much a person has to do not to be a Nisra Torah. Life threatening, it's a svara, one doesn't have to give it up. Sakana Seva, the Shach says also a svara. And I bring Uriah, Shmuel brings Uriah. He says, we have to spend all your money not to be a Nisra Torah. If the only way to get kosher food is to spend all your money, you're mechuyev to. Where's it learnt out from? It's a posuk. Uvachol ma'idecha. Afilu netles mamoncha. You need the posuk to say you must spend all your money. Without the posuk, I would have said, I don't have to spend all my money. And in fact, for mitzvah saseh, when it comes to mitzvah saseh, tzkiyah shleif and netilas lulav, you don't have to spend all your money. The Ramah says in Hilchos Sukkah, you only have to spend up to a fifth of your money. It's clear that the reason why you have to spend money is because of a posuk b'chol moedecha that said by Noi saseh. What do I need a posuk for? Of course I'm going to spend all my money. I have to do everything in order not to be able to sit there. To save your life is a special pasuk of V'chai Bohem. Anything less than that, I've got to do not to be over. Why do I need the pasuk of V'chol Moedecho? The answer is like Reb Shmuel says in Tosfos. It's not from V'chai Bohem, it's a svara. It's a svara, you don't have to give up your life. Money, the Torah has got exists at cost, you have to give up all your money for a Lois Sase.
Before you said on fifth sometimes.
For Mitzvah Sase. For Mitzvah Sase is up to a fifth. That, for Mitzvah Sase is up to a fifth. For Lois Sase, all your money. And it's only from Xeis at cost. Without that, you might not even have to spend all your money because it's a logic how much a person has to give up. The Torah says, for money, for Lois, you have to spend all your money. But if it's worth more than your money, since the Shach says the Sakonas Eva, then already you're not mechuyev to. Ayah doesn't come into B'chai Bohem. There never was B'chai Bohem. It's a swara that you don't have to give up everything in order to be able to lose us. Life you don't have to give up. All your money you do. But anything that lies in between that you also don't have to give up. Sakonas Eber, the Shach says you don't have to give up. And on that, Misha Feinstein and Rashi says that you also, pain, excruciating pain, you also don't have to do. Even though it doesn't include B'chai Bohem, it doesn't need to be included B'chai Bohem. It's a swara. Only all your money. But anything which is worth more than your money, e.g. losing an Eiver, or excruciating pain, and of course your life, that you don't have to give up in order not to be even Issa Torah. That's L'chayi Psak in the Shach, and the Misha Feinstein, and Rashi Al HaTorah. Just by the way, there's another Misha Feinstein, Erechaim Chelik Aleph, Kuf Ein Beis, where he talks about somebody who had to be in hospital. He was a shoita. Unfortunately, he was mentally ill, and he had to be in hospital, and he couldn't be Mekayim Mitzvahs while he was in hospital. He was allowed to, because he was a shoita. He became better, Baruch Hashem. But they wanted to keep him in hospital for another 2 weeks, just to ensure that everything's fine. But he was completely better now. He's mechuyev b'chol ha-mitzvos. This was a week before Rosh Hashanah, and the doctor said he's going to stay in hospital for another 2 weeks. And if he stays in hospital, he won't hit Tzkiyas Shofar. How much does he have to... He's better now. He's mechuyev b'mitzvos. Does he have to leave hospital against the will of the doctor? He's better now. He's mechuyev b'mitzvos. And what's it? There's no pikuach nefesh anymore. The doctors want him to stay longer in order. Does he have to stay in hospital? And can he stay in hospital, be potent to kishrei or not? And the Moshe says that for mitzvahs asei, one doesn't have to spend more than a fifth of one's money. If a person is willing to spend more than a fifth of his money to make sure that he's completely healed, then he's not mechuyev to spend that money. He's not mechuyev to leave hospital, lose that possibility of the doctors looking after him to mechayim kishrei. But that's the yisoid. The yisoid is clear, according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Shach and the Halacha, that it's not only life-threatening things with patur from mitzvah. There's a svar in it, and the only time you're mechuyev to do is v'chol moedecho. To spend all your money, anything more than your money, it's worth more than your money, losing your eiver, excruciating pain, and such like, that will pat you from a mitzvah l'chorah, the estate in Shach, and even if a person is ill already, and he's suffering terrible pain, according to Prima Godim, I'll call upon him, he'll be able to take macholes asus to save from that pain. The only problem is, that all works with Tosfos and Sanhedrin, as we quoted before. That there's a certain logic what passes you from mitzvahs. It's not b'chai bohem. And that's how we explain the Mishnah Feinstein and the Shach. Reb Shmuel brings a Rashi in Psochim. Rashi in Psochim that Chopei learns clearly that the whole reason why a person doesn't have to give up his life in order not to be a Mishnah Torah is because of b'chai bohem. It's b'chai bohem, it's exactly that concept. There's no logic in it. It's a pasuk of b'chai bohem which tells us that a person doesn't have to give up his life. Anything less than that, you would have to give up. It's only because of a chai bohem. And according to Rashi in Psochim, it means something which is life-threatening, you can be able to save your life. Because of a chai bohem. Anything less than life, losing an eiver, which he's going to live anyway, it's not life-threatening. Or excruciating pain, according to Rashi, there's no head of a chai bohem. The chai bohem says you've got to live. If you're going to die, you don't have to keep Yisroi Torah. But if you're going to live anyway, you're just going to lose an Eiver, you don't have to go through, endure terrible pain, that's not a heter to be able to Yisroi Torah. Is Lefi Rashi, L'chayah, Sakonas Eiver is not a heter. And Lefi Rashi, pain is also not a heter. Only if a person is threatened with life is he allowed to be able to Yisroi Torah. V'chai Bohem, anything less than V'chai Bohem wouldn't be matter. The problem is we have Rashi in Pashas Kisisa, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen that had Klal Yisrael threatened you with torture, then you would have been allowed to be over. How does that stem with Rashi in Psochim, who says that the only thing that's permitted is life-threatening, anything that would lessen life-threatening, it's going to cost you all your money, or pain which is worth more than money, but it's not death. That you're not allowed to be over Issa Torah. You have to suffer. You have to endure the pain. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron HaKohen that had Klal Yisrael tortured you, I would have excused you. I'd just like to say another pshat, a possibility in why pain might be, certain pain might be a heter in being over Issa Torah, even according to Rashi. It's a Gemara in Ksuba Staf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis at the top. The Gemara there suggests that Malkus, we're talking about Malkus, the whipping, the 39 Malkus that Beis Din give, the pain, the suffering that a person gets with Malkus, believe it or not, the Gemara says it is worse than Misa. That's what the Gemara says. The pain of 39 Malkus is worse than Misa. And the Gemara brings a Raya. Because the Lamaris said, Il Mole Nogdua Lechananya Mishol Vazaya have a polchul at Salma. Chananya Mishol Vazaya were told by Nebuchadnezzar that they either have to serve the idol, Abed Zorah, or they'll be thrown into a furnace. And they gave up their life. Pashkas, it was Abed Zorah, they weren't allowed to serve Abed Zorah, even at the expense of losing their life. They jumped into a furnace and they were saved, Baruch Hashem. But Al Kopanim, they gave up their life. The Gemara said that's only because Nebuchadnezzar threatened them with their life. They're going to be thrown into furnace and die straight away. But had Nebuchadnezzar threatened them with torture, El Mole Nogdu, the thunder is going to whip them, which is unbearable, then they would have a polchul at Salma, they would have been allowed to bow down to the idol. What appears a simple pshat in the Gemara, which don't know, is that even Avodah Zarah, which is one of the Gimel Avodos Chamurot you have to give up your life for, but for pain, for excruciating pain, which is more difficult to bear than death, one doesn't have to do if even b'mokim Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is, you have to give up your life, but not excruciating pain, pain which is more excruciating than death. There is certain pain, the Gemara said, which is chomo minisa, and that you don't have to give up even b'mokim Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says that can't be. He brings a famous mule, Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva was taken out to die and they tortured him with Masrekesh and Balzo. And Rebbe Akiva says, Baruch Hashem, I've been waiting all my life to be Mekayim B'chol Nafshecha, even though they tortured him. Says Tosfos, no question about it, that the three cardinal sins, just as you have to give up your life, you also have to go through torture. But the case of Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah, says Tosfos, was not Avodah Zarah, Tosfos says. Tosfos brings right, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, it was only Nisa Torah. And therefore, although they were willing to give up their life and throw themselves into a furnace, but for torture they don't have to. What comes up from Tosfos and all the Rishonim, that one thing is clear, that there is certain pain which a person would rather not go through, would rather die than not go through. Unfortunately, it comes up very often, the person goes through certain pain, unlimited pain, which goes on forever, where a person would rather die rather than go through than have to go through that pain. Such pain is more chomo, is more difficult to bear than Misa. And there one can argue that even if you say like Rashi, that the whole heter to be over Nisa Torah is v'chai b'hem, in order to live. One's not expected to lose one's life for Nisa Torah, but anything less than losing one life, one has to, such as losing Avra. One has to give up an Avra, according to Rashi. It's only life one doesn't have to give up. But if you've got pain, which is more excruciating, more difficult to bear than death, that one doesn't have to give. That's even more common than v'chai b'hem. That's even more difficult. The choice is for your life. You don't have to give up your life to save yourself in Satori. You can be over in this state to save your life. Then koshkin, pain which is more difficult to bear than death, that koshkin one doesn't have to give up in the b'mokhi saving yourself from being in this Satori. Even Rashi, who says the whole effort is v'chai b'hem, to save your life, only to save your life, you can be over in this Satori. But pain which is even more difficult to bear than death, that Rashi will agree to, one doesn't have to go through in order not to be in a satyr. If one's threatened with terrible torture, which one would rather die than live, or be over in a satyr, Bechir Agavna, one will be over in a satyr. And that's threatened Rashi in last week's Seder, where Moshe says to Aaron, did Klal Yisrael threaten you with Yisurim? Rashi means those Yisurim which the Gemara says in Ksuvus are more difficult than life. That even Rashi will agree. Bechai Bohem, Belei Shiyomus Bohem, that you don't have to lose your life in order to save this. So you're allowed to be over Nisa Torah to save your life. And who are then one will be allowed to be over Nisa Torah if one's going through a terrible pain, such pain which Tov Moisi Mechayon. A person would rather die than have that pain. One would also be allowed to be over Nisa Torah to save himself from that pain. Is Rachman and Itzlan somebody? The scenario was where somebody is suffering such pain, when people do come to a point where they say, Tov Moisi Mechayon, although he's not going to die from that pain, one would be allowed, l'chol hadeis, even according to Rashi, to be machim and macholes asuras, to save him from that pain.